It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there is a lot of speculation out there that the kind of the environment for a young quarterback for the Giants could be a good deal with both Jameis and Russell there and a young quarterback coming in not having to play. But you and I both know what's going to happen around here. If they bring in a young quarterback, especially with the third overall pick, people are going to want him playing by week six.
Well, if the team is either losing or sort of like 500, not going anywhere.
They could have the greatest plan in place, and then all of a sudden all hell break loose and the team lose five in a row, and then the fan base is going to be screaming, why aren't you playing them? You got to get them some experience. I'd rather see him than see that one. And, you know,
and they might not be wrong about that.
They may not be wrong about that, but I still believe that the only, I think, quarterback that, and I don't want to speak for Brian Daboll because I haven't heard this come out of his mouth, but if I had to assume something about Brian Daboll's type of quarterback that he would want in this draft, to me, it's Cam Ward. That's the only guy, meaning that they would have to trade up to number one to get him. And I think that, you know, now Tennessee's putting it out there, oh, man, we were really, really impressed with the pro day, and Cam Ward did this and Cam Ward did that. So everybody's playing because it's silly season. Everybody's trying to, you know, play around and see if somebody is willing to go up to number one to go get Cam Ward. I can't see Tennessee passing on him. I just can't. I mean, if this guy is supposed to be the next coming, then why the hell, especially you're going to give your team to Will Levis, who hasn't shown you in 2 years that he can handle it?
Well, I mean, who really believes he's the next coming? I mean, I think that both of these guys have been looked at as not worthy of the number one pick. Like last year, you had one and two with Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. I mean, everybody says that they're not those guys.
Yeah, but again, a lot of it has to do with what do the teams need at the top of the draft. All three teams at the top of the draft last year needed quarterbacks. They all took quarterbacks. We are all assuming that both the Browns and the Titans need quarterbacks. So you would think that both quarterbacks would end up going number one and number two just under those circumstances, especially about what you just said about the Browns. This is why the Giants protected themselves, and this is why they have two legitimate starting quarterbacks in the NFL. And if one of these two quarterbacks, which I do believe Cam Ward will be the number one pick, is gone, that means that they are going to have their choice at two can't-miss players, either Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter.
Yeah, and in, as we said
to
in
me,
that...
Are they going to pay Kayvon Thibodeau a new contract?
No.
It's not. Then you bring in Abdul Carter.
Yeah, if those two guys are gone, and I think that's why they did what they did with Russell Wilson and added him to the room as well. I really do believe that, that they're now insulating themselves from being shut out of a quarterback again. But if Brian Daboll really loves Cam Ward and that's the type of guy that he wants, and I don't know that to be the case, but if it is...
He's more athletic. He's explosive.
But I'm just saying they got to trade up then to get him.
Yeah, of course.
But they really have to. Like, they can't just sit there and have conversations. They got to get it done. And something like that, you know, can... If you whiff on a guy just with a pick, it's one thing. When you whiff on a guy like the Bears did with Mitch Trubisky and then traded a ton of picks to go up to number two to do so, it's even worse.
You could say that about Carolina and Bryce Young.
Although he did come around a little bit last year, but yes, so far he'd been more bad than good there.
Yeah, but the team has not been good, and the ownership is very...
Weird.
Yes.
I guess that's sort of kind to put it that way. But yeah, 3 weeks from Thursday... The NFL draft, it's going to be a long 3 weeks talking about the Giants and their quarterback situation.
I mean, that's going to be a really unique, if everything stays the way it is and there aren't any trades, I would think that trades are being bantied about left and right now, and we may see something the week of. You know, maybe we'll get something from Aaron Rodgers, hopefully in the next couple weeks. Sooner or later, he's got to tell the Steelers what he's doing so the Steelers can then modify or decide what they're drafting and how they want to draft.
I mean, it seems to me that they thought that they were going to get Aaron Rodgers, or they really didn't like Russell Wilson and Justin Fields at all. Or maybe they liked Justin Fields, but Justin Fields felt like, hey, you guys kind of, you benched me and I never got to see the field again. The Jets are going to give me the starting job, so I don't even care if you guys are interested in me. But the bottom line is they're going to have egg on their face if Aaron Rodgers retires and they got Mason Rudolph as their starting quarterback. And that's not what they were planning to do.
It's not what they're planning to do, but then it also means that they may have to trade up to get somebody in the draft that they believe could be the quarterback of the future. So Mason Rudolph would be your stopgap starter, and then you'd have whether it be Jackson Dart or any one of these other quarterbacks, Kyle McCord, any one of those would take over in the middle of the season if, in fact, they show that they can handle it.
I mean, True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Again, like I keep telling you, like most of these guys don't understand what they're about ready to step into. And if you have a guy that, let's say, you meet this guy at the combine and you're sitting down and you say, hey, let's sit down and look at some tape and let's go over what you were doing here and what this play was. And the guy says to you, hey, coach, is this what professional football is like? Like all this tape watching? And the coach goes, yeah. And the guy goes, man, that's not for me. Like, all right, then you're not for me as a coach. Like, this is what they are now doing. They're evaluating what I call the Peyton Manning effect. And it really took hold when Peyton became the quarterback that he became in Indianapolis. And this is where the quarterback had to know everything, had to be on top of everything, had to study it, had to love it, had to eat, sleep, and drink it. And you can't just show up and expect to play because you're a great athlete.
Yeah.
So much more that goes into it.
I mean, there was that famous story about Jamarcus Russell. They gave him blank DVDs and they said, hey, go ahead and watch this and tell us what you think. And then he came back and said, what'd you think of that tape? And he went on a bunch of lies. Oh, you know, it was good. I saw this about this wide receiver and that. And they were like, there was nothing on the DVDs.
Right. So that is the one part that you can't determine. And then they try so hard to determine that by talking to their coaches, talking to, you know, maybe some of their teammates. They go back to high school. They go talk to the high school coach. They got to make sure that when you take a guy this high in the draft, especially at the quarterback position, that he's an all-in type of Peyton Manning guy. Like, he's going to take it to the next level competitively, mentally. He's going to be the leader. He's going to be the unquestioned leader of the team. And, you know, this is what Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, is they've all done that. And that's why you got to be really careful picking one of these kids. Just because they're a great athlete, that doesn't mean that's going to transfer to the NFL game. There's so much more to it.
And after 2 years of the Jets being the team that we talked incessantly about and the Giants being quiet and in the background, the Jets are now quiet and in the background. You don't hear really anything out of them. I mean, the big news of the weekend with Darren Mooji talking at the meetings was that Justin Fields, they expect Justin Fields to be the starter. We knew that already. So, I mean, this is a regime that, and I think it's a good thing. I really do believe that it's not like drama everywhere. I know there was a little bit of drama when they decided to move on from Aaron Rodgers and the guys were posting their feelings about that. But, I mean, ever since the original press conference and things are moving in this direction, you're just not hearing a lot out of them. And when it's the Jets, that no news is good news.
Aaron Rodgers was out of here the day that he brought up Brick Johnson on McAfee.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
No, I know. I'm not fighting you on that.
This was not the decision of the coach or the GM. This was the owner telling the coach and the GM, get rid of this guy. We're starting over. And we're doging the whole organization. And we're going to figure it out. And we're going to try to get it straight. And you are going to be the unquestioned leader, Aaron.
Yeah, I mean,
that's exactly what's going on.
And I didn't have an issue with that. I wanted Aaron Rodgers to go elsewhere, and it'll be interesting to see if he wants to give it one more run or not. I mean, I thought he should retire, and I really think that that's probably the best thing for him. This didn't work. He gave it a shot. I mean, you come back and maybe have another great year, and you can leave and have a better taste in your mouth. But, I mean, you're also now, I mean, he's got so many other interests. He just never seemed to me to be the guy that was going to, like, every single play that he could play, he was going to do so. It seemed like, okay, now I'm done. Now I'm going to go back to Egypt.
And I know that the Steelers haven't won playoff games since Ben Roethlisberger left, but I'm telling you right now, he's got a team that's got a culture, that's got a head coach, that's got a history. They went out and got DK Metcalf. He's got two big wide receivers to throw to. He's going to have a running game because they always have a running game. I mean, if you are going to go out and you're going to retire and you want to go out on top and you want to go out the way that you want to go out and be a year removed from your Achilles surgery, that's the team, especially if the Vikings don't want you.
Yeah, and apparently they're still leaving the door slightly ajar just in case he wants to come back and play for a minuscule amount of money, but I still don't think that's going to happen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.